This is the Paycheck to Daycheck Reselling Podcast.
I'm Liz.
And I'm Ashley.
Together, we have been making money online collectively for over 10 years.
Our mission is to help you start, learn, and grow a reselling business and to inspire you to turn your paycheck into a daycheck.
The world is changing, and we want to help you change with it.
Welcome back to another episode of the Paycheck to Daycheck Reselling Podcast. If you are listening and not watching, this is Ashley speaking, and I am here solo today. Liz and her husband, Casey, are traveling back to Iowa for a couple of days. They unfortunately lost a dear, dear friend of theirs, so they are going to, you know, travel back to Iowa to pay their respects and to be with family and friends. So I will be here by myself for a few days. That being said, today's episode is how to spot a scam. In a recent episode, Liz and I talked about, you know, when you're selling to someone on eBay with no feedback, some people get a little weirded out about that and they might think that that is a red flag or could lead to being scammed. But it doesn't automatically mean that you're going to be scammed if someone's trying to buy something from you and they don't have feedback. They could just be a guest. They could be a new user. Like we said in that episode, pretty much everyone has to start somewhere. So on the flip side of that, we did want to cover the other end of the spectrum and give you some signs or red flags of potential scams that are out there right now on the various selling platforms. So buckle up. We're going to go through all the red flags that I could possibly think of and some that a couple of you helped me out with as well. All right. So red flag number one, the person that you're communicating with on whatever selling platform. This goes for Mercari, eBay, Poshmark. I'm sure Depop is the same, although I don't have a lot of experience on that platform. But if someone asks you to communicate with them or email them outside of the platform that you're on, maybe they're asking for more information, more details, more pictures, measurements, whatever the case might be, that is a pretty big red flag that they are a scammer. There's absolutely no reason why they would need to communicate with you outside of the platform that they are already communicating with you on. There's just no reason for it. So if you have a gut feeling that maybe they just aren't super tech savvy, and they're trying to get you like onto, you know, their grounds, like their turf where they're more comfortable, and maybe email is that place, you can just kindly like mention to them, unfortunately, that is outside of the rules of selling on this platform. I'm unable to do that. That's breaking the rules. If you want more information, I'm happy to provide that for you here on eBay, Poshmark, Mercari, etc. And usually if it's a scammer, they're not going to come back again and say, you know, anything else. They're just going to move on to the next person. But if it is someone that might have like some issues with technology, maybe they just don't understand how the platform works, maybe they will come back and ask you for more information. And then you just kind of have to, you know, use your gut, use your knowledge, use your instincts on whether this person could potentially be a scammer. And if you need, you know, kind of more insight on, you know, if they do end up taking the conversation further, ask about it in one of the reselling, you know, communities that you're a part of. Post about it on Instagram. See what other people think. There are people who have years and years and years of experience on these platforms, and they might be able to point something out that says to them, like, yes, this is definitely a scam, or no, this sounds like maybe it might be like a little grandma who this is like her first purchase on Poshmark and she just doesn't understand how it works. And let's just, you know, try to help her out as best we can. There are a lot of people out there that would be more than willing to help you out. And again, we've mentioned it a ton of times, but we do have our Facebook group community. It's wonderful. We've linked it before. I'm sure we'll link it below in this episode as well. You guys are more than happy to join that group. And if you have questions about any of this, you are more than happy to ask us in that group, and we'll provide some feedback for you. All right. So red flag number two is that they give you a phone number to text or call. And again, they might be asking for more information. So this kind of goes right along with the email, except this time they're trying to get or give you their phone number. Don't do that. That's a big no-no. Red flag number three. Most of the time you see this specific red flag on Facebook Marketplace. And I think that Amber talked about this in her episode with us about selling on Facebook Marketplace. So if you haven't listened to that episode, definitely go back and check it out. She had a lot of really great information and good tips about selling on Facebook. So this red flag is that if they want to send you a code to verify that you are legitimate, which is ironic, right? So they're going to try to get your phone number or something like that to send you a code. And then they use this code somehow to like copy your phone, I believe. Don't send them anything. A lot of people, you know, will post about this and is this legit? It's not legit. Don't send them anything. It gives them access somehow to, you know, some information on your device, which is not good. Not something that we want to do. All right. Red flag number four is if they are using certain language to communicate with you. And one of the biggest red flag words I believe in my research and in speaking to other people in the community and from my own, personal experience is if they use the word kindly. Now that sounds odd, I'm sure, but if they say, you know, kindly email me at blah, 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 or, you know, kindly reach out to me at this and this, would you kindly provide the measurements for this item, that might be something to watch out for. You know, if they're not asking you with another red flag to do something and throwing in the word kindly, maybe see where it goes a little bit. But more often than not, I have found that if the person you're talking to is using the word kindly in their communication with you, for whatever reason, it usually ends up being a scammer. Red flag number five, that is if they offer to send you more money than you have the item listed for. Now, this could be for some kind of inconvenience that they're asking you, you know, to do for them, like maybe ship it out via like a different way of shipping than what the platform is offering them. Like if it's Poshmark, maybe they're asking you to overnight it to them and they're going to, you know, pay you double or triple the amount that the item is listed for. This is definitely a red flag. All right. You don't want to accept more money than what you are listing the item for. Usually that is always grounds for a scam. All right. Red flag number six is that if the person that is trying to buy the item from you asks you to ship the item to a different address than what they have, you know, preloaded into the selling platform. Now on eBay, as an eBay seller, you can ship to a different address, a different physical address for the customer. There is a spot when you're doing your, creating your labels and stuff that you can edit the address for them. But if you do that, I'm 99.9% sure that you are not covered by eBay if like they send it to some random address and then they say they didn't get the item or whatever. You have to send it to the item that the customer has put into eBay. So in that case, what you should do is you should cancel the sale for them, buyer requested canceling of the sale, and then have them put in the address that they want you to ship the item to. Have them go ahead and repurchase it. And, you know, then you'll be covered. You'll be covered by eBay. On Poshmark, obviously, this is not going to happen. They are able to go in and edit the address. I believe even after they have purchased the item up until the point that you have shipped the item, there is a way that they can go into their profile and update their address. So when the seller prints the shipping label, the correct address prints on the label, but don't ever ship to a different address that they're just typing into like the chat or the messenger or whatever without having them go in and change it themselves, because you want to make sure that you're covered by the platform that you're selling on. Now, I will say that I have had this happen before. You know, people have forgotten to change their address when they've moved, or maybe they're on vacation or something like that. And it's completely, you know, legitimate. They're not trying to scam me at all, but it is a red flag to look out for. It is another tactic that scammers might use. but also legitimate buyers make mistakes as well. So you just kind of have to use your gut and your knowledge and how these people are communicating with you to determine whether or not this is a scam or a legitimate person that just forgot to change their address in eBay or whatever platform it's on. Red flag number 8 is that if the buyer asks you to use a non-traditional payment method to accept payment for the item that you're selling, this might be Venmo or, you know, mailing you a check or PayPal or whatever it is that isn't a traditional payment method on the platform that you're selling on. Usually this goes along with the trying to send you more money scam, you know, for your inconvenience or whatever. Don't accept a non-traditional payment method. That's a really big way that people end up getting scammed on various selling platforms. All right. And the last red flag that we have for you guys is actually a little bit different. This is going to be if you're a buyer, not a seller. And, you know, as resellers, we purchase on these different selling platforms all the time too. So there are things that we want to look out for so we don't get scammed from this other, you know, from a different perspective, from a buyer's perspective. So as the buyer, you want to make sure that you're looking out for blurry images, distorted images, images that are cropped in weird ways. Often scammers will try to manipulate the images in some sort of way. And that's definitely like a key to knowing that items are fake, don't exist in the first place. Maybe it's like a bunch of stock photos of an item that have been like saved multiple times. And then they have that really blurry, like those blurry lines. Definitely something to look out for sure. All right. So I hope that this episode is going to help you guys identify potential red flags that could lead to scams in the future on all the different selling platforms. If you have a red flag that I missed, make sure that you let us know. If you're watching on YouTube, comment it down below. And if you are listening to the podcast, thank you so much. Make sure that you head to our Instagram or Facebook group and let us know what red flags I missed so we can add them to a future episode. All right, guys, that's a wrap on today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Paycheck to Daycheck Reselling Podcast.
Anything we mentioned in this episode will be linked down below in the show notes or description down below.
Be sure to share this episode with anyone you think it will help and follow us on social media at P2D Podcast.
Thanks again for listening. Keep working towards that daycheck.